Spend the session. All right, council, any questions? Any direction? Anything further with regards to Sky Mountain Water? Councilor Williams.
Thank you. I would like to move forward and have staff provide more information back to the coming weeks on how it's progressing.
All right. Recommendation in terms of when you would like to see the agreement before you? There were a couple things mentioned, a couple of concerns. Would you like to see if we can clear those up prior to the agreement coming to you?
Is that possible? I didn't think it was.
That's what the 120-day due diligence period is for.
Well, there's a couple of that.
But there are. But the other half of this is literally the other half of this. They also have a board, and they have 380 select members, and they have to also vote in favor in order for this to progress. So essentially, one party is going to have to move, and then the other party is going to have to move. I am going to report back to Sky Mountain's principal tomorrow morning with the results of council's general consensus this evening. And he is scheduling a special board meeting as soon as possible to get the general consensus of the Sky Meadow board. So from there, we would move on to that next step.
And then do we have to bring this agreement back officially, or would that then execute the 120 days?
We need to bring this agreement back officially then for signature, and it'll have some minor tweaks to it between now and then, I'm sure. But
that's probably like a next week type of a thing?
It would take longer than that. I think it'll take a little bit longer than that. They're a strictly volunteer board, and it's a water board, so it's far less formal and regimented than this.
It's a water board.
Not like that. And pick it off the record.
Well, that's how they get things done.
It's a water system board.
That was my understanding. So my recommendation would be to continue to move forward with the process and bring it back to the agreement when you're ready.
All right. Very good. Councilor
McGarry. Thank you. I'm in agreement to move forward, and I look forward to the any information that we're looking forward to. Yeah.
Mr. Feinberg, anything closing?
No.
All right. Okay. I think we have some direction here, and we will see this back here in short order. Staff is comfortable with all the that all the concerns and items discussed are able to be met, and we hear back from the water board. All right. Okay, we'll move on now to the next item, and that is closure of the alley at 224th South Lewis Street. Mr. Bauer, you got a couple maps?
This is the Motorola Apartments, whose owner was here tonight, and he's the one who requested basically the closure of the alley down here so that he could pave it as his parking lot and not have the traffic that comes down past the KMQ in the north-south alley drive through his basically what is his parking area. We said after we talked to the council last time, we sent out a notice to the neighbors and got a few responses. And as a option, so we didn't keep having to go back to the neighbors, I said it may include the opening of the alley that goes to the east, I mean goes to the west, which is the thing that goes to the west that's not crosshatched. As you can see, most of the comments that were received were regarding the opening of that alley, and the seems the general consensus was no one wanted to do that. The only concern about having that dead-end alley that's 310 feet long is if someone's lost and, you know, gets down that alley, they're going to have to back up 310 feet in order to get out of it. And that was the thought of maybe opening the alley to the west, because there's, or they're going to have to go about halfway back up and, you know, back into somebody else's property where those do, where you see all the cars south of the KQ, you know, use that as a turnaround area if they get stuck down there. So that's the only concern about having that dead end alley that long. The other thing is that, depending on how the council wants to go, is we have to have some legal research done by the city attorney on how to close off, return, you know, what kind of arrangement there's going to be for closing that alley off. And since that is a piece of property that was deeded to the city, you know, do we keep it and give an easement for the parking lot or transfer it somehow to the owner of the Motorola Apartments? The other comments we received from, the house on the south, the owner of that property wants to make sure that he still has access so that he has a, there's a garage door that's located right here. So he wants to make sure that there's not a fence that's also along that property line so they can still get out of that, use that direct way. I think that is about it. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Councilor Gary.
Thanks. Brad, at least from the comments that we've heard, I think there's some, maybe some safety, some security, some maybe some issues with opening up something else. I guess, you know, my thought on this was, if we're just going to close this, that sounds fine. I think there's probably more concern with opening up something else rather than just closing this. At least from what I've heard, it certainly sounds that way. So. From that standpoint, I mean, if there are kids playing back there and people are parking there, it's been that way for a really long time. And we get some things that were less drug activity and, you know, and probably better security if, you know, if there's not that way out there, you know, for people who may be doing, you know, those nefarious activities, and the residents in the area, you know, would prefer, you know, no one cutting through there. I'm all in favor of that. That's the situation that actually exists today, where there are. By closing that off, that would actually help that. I would certainly think that I would lean towards being in favor of that. And the person south, that would that be something that has to be negotiated between the owner of the Motorono and the person who lives to the south?
Well, that would be part of the transfer of the property. You know, it's transferred conditioned on an easement to sure. The people of the south or something like that.
So is that just being a friendly neighbor type thing to do? That has to be legally recorded in what we do.
Yeah, I would assume so. But that's one of the things we have to work out is how do we transfer that property and how much, you know, is there monetary compensation required or do we just want to do an easement with the adjacent property owners? So,
my hearing people's concerns, I don't know that closing it is so much the issue as making sure that the safety concerns of opening up something, you know, with or to something that's not in use today, you know, leaving it that way, essentially. Closing this sounds as though, at least from what I've heard, that it might actually be a benefit as long as the person here to the south has their concerns met. That might actually work for everybody without having a bunch of cars race through there. That sounds like a concern. So initially when I hear it, there's a way to kind of leave it. You know, I wouldn't have an issue closing it as long as those neighborly concerns. If we can actually do something about less drug activity and actually increase security, thing, then I think that's actually a benefit to do it. So those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Kent.
Thank you, Brett. Just so I understand, you said this is the garage that has the access.
Actually, one that house. One? Yeah.
What about this curb? About this access, right?
Yeah, that basically, that would be an issue is because they'd have to back up 310 feet to Fremont Street. That house belongs to the house to the west. That car belongs to the house to the west.
But in this case, it could.
Right now,
there's an easement issue. They could probably work out something now.
But then the fence wouldn't be there.
Right.
So maybe the decision to make a fence that goes east-west across the north-south alley. And that would stop people from driving all the way through, but we still allow that person to go out to Lewis Street.
Okay.
Okay, Councilmember Williams.
Thank you. Brad, when we talked about this a few weeks ago, I thought that the intention of the fence was not to block the duplex and the other house, but to just block from people from being able to go and make that right-hand turn to go up that 300.
That's correct, but if somebody owns a piece of property, they are allowed to put a fence on it, you know, if they would like to.
So if we move forward, we'd have some agreement, or as part of the language of the agreement, you're saying we'd have language stating that it would not be blocked off for the houses.
Right. That's his comments to us, was that he's fine with it as long as he continues to have access to that strip of property north of his property.
And then when we talked about this a few weeks ago, we didn't have any discussions about opening.
Correct.
That I recall. So
yeah. Well, actually, because that's the same map that you saw a couple weeks ago.
But right now, the passage that's marked going to Blakely, Blakely, is not currently a through.
Correct. It's not.
And we didn't talk about opening it up and making it that. So that was new information when I started reading the comments. And as to Councilmember Gehring's point, that it doesn't seem like anything I would be interested in doing. And that seems to alleviate all the concerns that were in our packet that people responded to. We do have one of the gentlemen here. He maybe can address that as well. So the only thing it seems like we'd be left with is, you know, what do we do to alleviate the person who accidentally turns down that street and then has to back up 310 feet? And it seems like just putting a turnaround area down there might solve that problem as well. So I don't know if that's possible to do. But, you know, I'm kind of in the same camp as Councilmember Gehring. The issue doesn't seem blocking off the alley. It seems more opening up the alley. And as long as we can get the easements granted and we have a way for someone to turn around, I think I'm okay with that as well.
All right, thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Yes, Mike. I tend to agree with both Councilmember Williams and Gehring. I guess my concern, though, is maybe I can get some clarity on this, is that what we're saying that you know, that chute that you have there right now, mm-hmm. off of it's going to the Blakely, it's passable right now, correct?
If there's no cars parked there.
Correct.
And they're passable. Sure.
So the only thing I'm concerned, I mean, I get everybody's, you know, the point around, you know, hey, we're reducing. If there's no car parked there, all you've done is just move that problem to there. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's, I mean, I get all of that. It makes sense to me. But that's truly not, you know, and then we basically just created the problem the other way.
Could you yield for a comment?
Sure.
Or a question? Did you have a follow-up suggestion on how to keep that from happening?
No, I mean, unless you fence that off too.
Well, that was my...
That's not...
That's not what we're
facing. I guess that might, it just would concern me if we were just going to, if we truly want to stop the problem, then we need to, in my opinion, have a take it all. We just would be moving it. Because it's been my experience that type of activity, and the chief could probably illustrate this better. They're just going to look and see, oh, fence, I'll go a different way.
Councilman Hamby.
My suggestion was, I agree with everything that's been said. My suggestion was to just put a dead end sign over here at the end of the back end of KQ so that people don't drive down in there and get stuck 300 some feet down. And then also to make sure that other alleyway somehow gets closed off, whether it's a fence or something. I would think it'd be pretty simple to. Thank you.
Councilmember Kedman.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my concern, was just as Councilman Gamble said, that you're just causing the flow. They're going to come down there, and they're just going to exit that way if that's blocked off. So removing the problem that way. I don't know. I don't know if blocking off Bode is safe. I can understand putting a dead-end sign. But unless there is some way to turn around, people turn down and then they see the sign after the fact. You know, I don't know if that's safe, and I wonder if all the drug activity and things are happening in that long 310 feet, and then they're exiting that way. Is not having an exit that way, you think, going to lessen the activity? I don't know. I think it might create maybe more of a problem back there because they don't have a way to get out. So I guess I'm not sold on moving forward and, you know, closing that off without some understanding of how people can turn around or making sure that traffic doesn't go down Blakely, because I think, you know, there's cars parked there, there's kids playing in there. That's a huge safety issue. Those are my comments.
Brad, if I might, there's two council members who would like to speak again. But if I may ask a question on behalf here, that car that's parked down the bottom,
yes,
is that area intended for parking? Or they've just made that easement their parking area?
It's an easement that they have. See, the city's way back when this was first platted, the alley went all the way down to McDougal Street. Over the years, it's been vacated up to this point. And this lot has an easement across this lot to get to that alley.
So, but again, so, that easement or that alley, was that ever intended for parking?
This area, yes, because it's just their backyard. So it's not, that's no longer an alley down there, which is not intended for parking.
But it's easement.
It's an easement across this property, for this property, to get to their backyard, basically.
Oh, are those white lines the property?
Yeah, these are the property lines. So that's one piece of property, that's another piece of property.
Could I ask a question?
Councilor.
So walking off that, does that interfere with their easement? If they had an easement to access and get out, by walking off that, is there a
that's
problem
a,
with
that's
that?
That's a legal issue that we investigate if we decide to go forward with this.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's two issues here then that need to be investigated. That is the ability to sell or deed over the property, and then the easement issue that exists, whether that's a legal easement, whether it's something, you know, a handshake deal that was done years ago or something like that.
And the other one is, you know, would it be acceptable to have the fence there so they can, you know, back out, go out, something like that?
Councilor Geary.
Thank you. I do agree with Councilor Hanford's point about the dead end of up at the top, the north end there of the alley. Some sort of signage, you know, you want to prevent people. I mean, people are going to, you can't keep people from making bad decisions, you know, if they decide to drive in even though it says dead end. But certainly if there's a way, in that last suggestion, you know, perhaps having the fence a little bit, to me that would seem workable. But with regard to the access out to Blakely, right now, if there was even one car parked there, would that not prevent someone from cutting through? So I certainly understand the concern with. I don't know that it totally shifts everything. I see Councilor Gamble's point. I had one car there, and there is no, you know, there's no problem that's been shifted because you can't get through. So if it is truly used for parking, that's, to me, that's very different than the alley that comes out to Lewis Street, because that is used as an active thoroughfare. Even one car parked on the way going towards Blakely Street would prevent someone from doing that drive-through type of thing, at least in my thing, basically. So please.
I guess my only comment on that is that it depends. I mean, my concern would be how the car's parked, right? Because if you're, what we're talking about, and that's my, why I've got my light back on, is a question on that in that regard. Is, you know, if there's a little bit of a hole, you're going to try to shoot the gap or, you know, whatever. I mean, I get what you're saying, but depending on how the car's parked, you might have introduced another problem. Yeah. It would be, you know, damage to that resident's car that just happens to be parked there. Because now we're basically, in order to stop that, we're asking, you know, please block the alley with your car. I don't know if that's extremely reasonable. That makes sense.
No, I hear what you're saying, and people are parking there now, so when I think of it, it's already something that's happening, and so we wouldn't be asking them to block anything. It already is. people already are playing there and putting cards. I hear the concern. I understand. Are we overthinking on that one? Just an open question. I certainly appreciate the viewpoints on that. Probably needs further discussion. There's already people parking there. There really is no way out. There's a way. I think, as was suggested, where maybe the fence could be a little bit, so the guy here at the bottom can turn and get out. And I think that'd be great. Yeah, I guess it's
a good thing. Thank you, Councilmember Gamble.
So I have two questions. The original intent of this, or what spurred this, from what I'm hearing from the comments, was the frequency of the traffic that was happening. And it was in association with crime or related such as that. Would I understand that that has been taken care of? I mean, there was even reference in public testimony. I'm looking at the chief, if he has any input you want to add to this particular spot.
No, I don't have anything to add.
Nothing to add? All right, and then the other question, I guess maybe follow up on that. And then the other question, maybe if I may, ask the gentleman that lives to testify today here. I just had two questions since we've been discussing this topic. One is, does he currently access your residence, coming down the long way? Not at all?
Never.
Okay, never. That's good. And then the other question I had in regards to that is that, is there a car parked there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, being blocked by some impediment?
I wouldn't say 24 hours a day. I mean, it's
just depends on when you come and go.
When people, it's possible sometimes or not, but generally there is.
Okay, great, thank you. That's all I need.
That's okay.
Thank you. I'm just curious about, we have two homes that have an access issue at the bottom of the alley. And we have concerns about people driving 310 feet down the alley or access from Blakely to it. Is there a reason why we cannot make, or it could not be made, that an easement or access cannot be maintained through the Lewis Street portion of the alley? Can we just close the other two alleys? There's no access.
Well, there is.
That's the problem.
If you look at the two buildings immediately south of the gate and queue, they have their parking areas off the alley.
Well, that's the only place. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two buildings there. But if it's just a matter of just traffic, if you were close any portion of that alley, I don't understand why we need to have that additional access at all. If we just have basically a straight, essentially a driveway. Mm-hmm. To the back of those two buildings. And it looks like there's adequate turnaround space in there. Are these possibilities, or mm-hmm. am I missing something?
I mean, that would continue. You know, what you do is you could vacate the entire alley.
Right.
And then, with the,
the
provision of an easement from the K&Q and the people due west of them for right. the people in the two houses south of there to get across to their right. backyard parking area. So that is a possibility.
I don't know if that's been reviewed or addressed.
No.
Thank you.
Councilmember Hager.
Yeah, I'm visual, so I'll just think what you're suggesting there was to make your fence here. Is that what you're saying?
Higher up.
Third house or the second house down.
Okay.
Right there. So you can do that, or you can close off here and just go like that. This guy can exit over here
right.
just as well. And move your fence.
That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah.
Could we close off both those sections of alley and just have the easement out to Lewis and then the other one up to where that's at the top?
I think that's a better option myself, but I think we all concur that we're not going to open an alley, and we are going to close maybe two.
I think with that, the two questions would be, before any decision is made, one, the deeding of the property, and two, the easement issue to the property in the southwest. That picture there looks like a black, like the black vehicle down at the bottom. At this point, I think that it appears that council would like staff to continue to move forward with a couple of options. Come back showing staff's recommendation and other options based on the council's discussion tonight, but especially come back with those two questions answered from a legal point.
And I think we're a little direction more towards vacating everything north and just having an alley that goes Lewis Street down to the black vehicle there. That's seemed to be the consensus.
That seemed to be consensus. I do remember, though, a couple weeks ago, Brad, that it appeared that originally, and this might have changed, originally the owner of the apartment complex is here this evening, had intended that parking would be kind of in the same direction of those slotted arrows, which would not allow it in your scenario use now, it would not allow for parking on the south side.
Right.
So maybe that's something.
But you can, actually, there's not enough room to do that anyway.
To do parking that way.
No. Anyways.
All right. Just maybe a conversation with the owner to kind of go over that as well. And so we'll, sounds like that last bit of information or input is kind of where we'll lean towards in bringing back a new map with new colors on it. But the two legal questions especially will be answered. When those are answered, we'll come back with the recommendation to council. Fair enough?
Yeah, one question.
My apologies, Councilor Williams.
Brad, when you bring that back, can you also highlight, you know, we sit up here and have a lot of discussion about where the fence would go, and can you make sure that those are pointed out, the possibilities, but I definitely like the idea of closing the alley much further up, you know, parallel in Lewis Street, because there doesn't seem to be any reason that after the midway point, anyone would need to come down further. So I thought that was a good idea. Councilmember Cam.
All right. Okay. We have direction. Yeah. Move forward. Thank you.
See you.
Okay. Thanks, Jake. All right. Council member reports. Council member Gearing, anything to report? George.
Yes.
All right.
I'm really enjoying seeing a lot of new businesses come to town. Have gotten to enjoy the Euphoria. I like having Froyo. One of my kids said Froyo and Monroe. I thought that was really funny. So. Anyway, that great place, and there's a new Vietnamese place right next door too. I haven't tried it yet, but very excited about the new places showing up. And I had missed having the Vietnamese in town to begin with. We got a place downtown, and at least it's good to have some flour when you need some flour. So, anyway, really enjoying that. All the events this summer. Again, Mike's not here anymore, but really impressed with our park schedule. I love getting it every year and seeing all the events that we have for the summer. And we're really in full swing, and I'm excited about what else we have coming up. So, good times. Thank you.
Councilmember Kevin.
Thank you.
Councilmember Williams. Councilmember Davis. Gamble.
HR and Finance Committee met tonight, and we will be meeting in kind of out of the season. Schedule on July 19th, 10th. I apologize, that's right. And we're going to meet the 9th, we've been until Wednesday the 10th. Here we go.
Councilor here. I'd like to just report one thing that the Herald was kind enough to report. Sorry to see that the monitor didn't say anything about this and another paper. But on June 24th, members from the high school Bearcat football team participated in a regional tournament sponsored by the Seattle Seahawks and the National Guard. and the team of 12 won that event, and now is going to be representing the Seattle Seahawks, the city of Monroe, and the Northwest in Ohio, where they will go up against 31 other teams representing NFL teams throughout the country. It's really exciting. I'm going to brag a little bit because the quarterback happened to be my son. But the receivers did a phenomenal job. Andrew threw 21 touchdowns in 6 games with only one interception, and the defense had 9 interceptions. They did a phenomenal job throughout both the district and the regional tournament. They went undefeated. And if it's anything, any indication on how this year's Bearcat season will go, we're going to have a real good ride. And our rivals over there in Snohomish and Lake Stevens are going to have their hands full, hopefully. So, lots of fun. They are leaving July 11th to Ohio through the 14th, and there's a send-off barbecue on July 10th. They're leaving July 10th. I can't remember. There's a barbecue, I think, on July 9th. And I may be a little late to cancel that night. It's at 6:30. So anybody else would like some additional information? What's that?
Cancel council and attend the barbecue.
We could. These guys are really excited. They look phenomenal. Yes.
So these same kids, because it's a 7-on-7,
correct?
It's a deal, and they were some of the coaches and stuff. The youth football camp was just done here several weeks ago, and they're just the great ambassadors for the regions, for the city of Monroe. They did a great job with kids. My son took part in the youth football camp that they did, and they just totally looked up to these the high school kids. And so it's exciting for me. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'll pass it along. They went to I'm sorry, one more. He's not talking about baseball.
I'm just going to say your 5 minutes is almost done.
The entire football team went to Eastern Washington for a camp sponsored by Eastern University. And while they were there, another team from Idaho challenged the Bearcats to a 7-on-7 game. I actually called them out, and the Bearcats won. It was a lot of fun. Anyways, but I am a huge feat, and I'm really proud of the boys. They've worked very hard, all of them, both on defense and the receivers. So lots of fun. Okay, with that, I'll look out to staff and see anything to report this evening. Mr. Sachs.
Just one item. As you may recall from the cobwebs, H3O, or now we call it Propulsion, their rent commencement date began on June 30th. Currently, their permit is stuck at the Corps of Engineers, and they have approached the city to see if we would be willing to amend the contract and change their rent commencement date. And we can go one of two ways. We could either just extend it 3 months, or we could trigger it to the Corps granting the permit or some other complicated fashion. The most elegant solution would be simply to change the rent commencement date inside the contract to some future date if the council is willing to extend that portion of the agreement. Where did that date come from? That was a question that came up. Literally, it was a blue sky guess that we were going to have permits, and they were actually hoping to open by June 30th of this year. So if council doesn't or would like us to move forward with that, we can bring you back a resolution at a future council meeting, and I'll work with Zach to make sure that contract is straightened out. Right now, what the payment would be is $1,000 a month. That's what we would be deferring. until such time as we reestablish that date. Best case, we keep guessing, Brad and myself and H3O, we're thinking July 8th, the Corps will actually grant, but that's a guess. They're looking at a 2 to 3 month construction schedule once the Corps grants that and they can move forward with construction.
Just so the council's clear that the delays that have been incurred here or that have happened have not been in any way a result of any failure on behalf of the city or anything that the city has done. These delays are specifically related to two state agents, or it's Army Corps state.
No, federal.
No, they're federal. One state agency and a federal agency that have helped us out. So, if council's willing to entertain that, Jeff will bring back some information next time. And I guess all we need is to see if you heads nod, or at least two.
Yes.
All right, anything else, Jeff? Ben, anything? Chief, anything today?
Well, I'd just like to report that both the Monitor and the Herald reported on the police activities this last week.
Diane? Okay. Brad, anything? City Attorney Lell, you were going to report on the settlement.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the mayor's request, I've been asked to simply tell the council that the Court of Appeals Commissioner has awarded the city the full amount of attorney's fees that it requested, so we're anticipated to receive a recoupment of the city's legal expenses for the Walmart appeal per our motion, approximately an amount of about $21,800. And I will keep your staff and the council abreast of our efforts in collecting that.
Thank you. City Administrator Brown?
Nothing to report, but the draft agenda for July 9th. Currently, we have one item slated for that meeting. So I guess the question's out there is, do we want to have a meeting? This particular item, while we'd love to address it, it's the only one we have, and it's not of critical nature to address it next week. So it's council's pleasure whether or not you want to have next week's meeting or not, or postpone this item to the following meeting.
I'd prefer we move the 16th information to the next week if we can, and it's not out the 16th.
Unless there's 16th is a business meeting, there may be things that we can't include. They might not be ready to 63. But either way, we can have
a meeting. The ordinance, which we prefer to have our attorney available for the ordinance. And next week's the ordinance as well.
I'm going to be gone on the 16th, that's why. That's not big.
Council the 9th moved to the
16th.
Yeah.
The basic question is, the Finance Committee want to meet on Tuesday instead of Wednesday?
That's what we were originally planning, was Tuesday, but we were worried about the 1 hour. So there's no council meeting. We can go back
Tuesday.
Does that work?
I thought you could meet until 6 o'clock.
We don't have to stop at 7 now.
That's fine.
We can go from there.
I wouldn't go that far.
HR manager showed up there.
He's like, let's meet for a
while. You gotta be there.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. I just have a question. The night out against crime, is that August 6th?
Yes, it is.
Tuesday? Is it the 6th?
Yeah.
I guess traditions don't cancel meetings that night. Or
the last 2 years.
Because 2 weeks out. Yeah. That would mean 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to check. actually.
So we're going to
do 3 weeks.
Tech Doobie, actually. No. So we're going to put everything on to the 16th.
Yeah.
So then we'll have that canceled there, so it'll be 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'll be 3 weeks.
It happens during the holidays.
No, it's going to be 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We can
hold it just because of 30 or more.
We're good on next week. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Council, anything else this evening? Before we go into what we do with the executive. Oh, you were about to leave. Okay. All right. We do have a need for an executive session this evening. Two items this evening, and I'll have the city attorney RCW and reasoning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council member convene an executive session for the purpose of discussing potential litigation with legal counsel pursuant to RCW 4230.10.1i. And also to discuss the minimum price at which real estate will be offered for sale or lease pursuant to RCW 4230.110.1c. The executive session will last approximately 30 minutes, after which the council may take action in open session when we reconvene.
Okay. Okay, with that, we will go into executive session. Okay, all right, thank you. We are back in executive, or out of executive session, and back into the session. Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to be made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Campbell to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No, you can keep that.
Can you please count
that high with?
Yes,
it's public.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely public.
It's a very clean record on this one.